sets of proposals for us, Mr. Erickson?
Checking the post office now. Nothing there.
I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, Thursday, June 21st, 2012, to order. We have a light agenda this morning. Our first order of business is a request for proposals for managed print services. Mr. Erickson.
Good morning, gentlemen. Actually, we have two bid openings scheduled for this morning, and I'm going to start with the other one from the one that you mentioned, if that's okay. That is request for bid number 20-1205-185. And that is for animal control facility floor repair. This went out quite a little while ago, and I have had it also broadcast via our public purchase mechanism, and I've talked to that entity, and they have sent it out to numerous vendors, and as of this morning, I have received one response. So I would ask the commission to instruct me as to whether or not to proceed with opening that one response or reject and relet.
Is it for, is it to be sent in by 9 o'clock because it's 9:02 now?
Yes, 9 a.m. is the deadline.
I would recommend that you open it as for, what about you, Ron?
It is a somewhat unique need. Move this forward, floor Ron. Repair, okay. This response is from a company named Remodeling the Ozarks. And we just make sure that everything is signed correctly.
Go ahead, sir.
I don't see the they've made the copies that I requested, but I don't see the signed bid page.
I'd say go out for it, relet it then. If you don't have the proper documentation, I just immediately go out for it again.
Okay. Yeah. The instruction is that it is mandatory that the front page of the bid be included in the response, signed, and they have sent me a signed page,
can I see your bid specs that went out, Ron?
This is the vendor that was included in one of the requirements that we get when in this case, the health department had made this request for this bid, and they had in that part where we asked them to suggest previous vendors, this is the one that they included that has this unique paint, I guess.
Phone call be appropriate for, and I think we'll have to go out again for whatever you need, but I'm asking, can you make a phone call and ask them why they didn't send that?
Well, the instruction within the bid does stipulate that the commission has the authority to waive technicalities. I do have one form signed by the submitter. It's just that they didn't submit that one page, the front page, so you have the authority to waive that technicality.
Did you go out on, I mean, did it go out on the internet to where we had several.
Yep. Actually, the public purchase, according to the contact I have there, and that's a free service that I've engaged, told me that they had sent this out to, I forget how many, they have it documented, 20-some-odd different vendors that participate in this process. And I expect it to be inundated with responses after I talk to her, just this one.
Well, the way I understood this from listening to the health department, that the original paint started peeling, and I do not want to have any problems out there with the animals that's in the facility. If there's any way we can reward this one, I don't have a clue who this is, don't know anything about the company, but if we can get it to move forward, I would like to do so.
The dollar amount that they're quoting is very close to that amount, which requires it to be let for bid. It's so my recommendation is that you guys vote on waiving that minor technicality and move forward. That's just my recommendation.
Well, my suggestion would be that you contact them and have them fill out this sheet.
Okay.
And include it. In fact, we have the ability to waive the signed sheet being a part of the bid. It's not part of the bid with the exception of we stated it should be included with the bid, correct?
Correct.
It doesn't have any bearing on the amount. It doesn't have any bearing on the weight.
If I didn't have a signature on this submittal here, I would say we would have to declare it unresponsive, but they at least signed this form.
Do you want to make a motion? It's called Remodeling the Ozarks.
Remodeling the Ozarks. And do you want me to state the amount for the record that they submitted?
Well, approve this, but if you could make a phone call and ask why they didn't fill out the first signature page requested. They may have it laying in there on their desk or something, but they've got the signature that we need.
Right.
Here, they signed the page where the total amount is down.
Yeah.
And that may have been
what they understood.
Right. To get this form signed, ask the question that Dan asked to have asked, unless we bring this up on Monday.
Okay.
All three commissioners.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would too, and with only one bid, I'm sure it's going to be all right, but.
Thank you, Mr. Erickson.
Yes.
If we bring that up on Monday, we can get under time frame that's
acceptable.
Bring that up again and we can vote on it. Okay. The next order of business I have is the managed print services RFP. And for the record, let me just give a slight update. Historically, we have been working on this for quite some time. I started in January and had 20-some-odd vendors participating via submitting requests for information, submitting information to us on where we should start, and we put together a huge, what I call PQQ, which was a pre-qualified questionnaire, went out to all departments, had incredible participation from all of the county departments regarding information flow. And then put out the RFP on May the 16th. Since then, I've had the pleasure of being a tour guide to six different printing companies, if you will, and two of those subsequently have declined to participate for various reasons. However, as of 9 a.m. this morning, which was the cutoff or deadline for submittals to this RFP, I've received 4 responses, and I would like to proceed with opening those responses based on my intention to simply read the company's name into the record as well as check for the minimum requirements, i.e. what we were just discussing, signatures, etc., and thereafter request that the commission set a time certain, perhaps next Thursday, for us to have the time between now and then to bring these to a designated employee review panel that I've already established and are ready and waiting to begin the process of reviewing each of these responses and following guidelines that I've established as far as a worksheet, and thereafter, hopefully, depending on some of the decisions and what we see in these packages, might be able to return next Thursday with a recommendation to designate a vendor to take over our print needs and make certain adjustments and corrections, etc., to assist all of the county offices to increase their efficiency in that area.
It would be my druthers that we move forward and that we know who the bidders are, that you go ahead and open them, but that with the committee that you've established, you break those down for us and then return like the date you suggested, if in fact you have it together, because I know this is very complex. I know this is going to involve a great deal of detail. It is a huge step for this county to move to managed print services. And I look for it to save us a tremendous amount of money when we do so. And I know that there's been a great deal of work gone into it, but I'm ready to move forward, Dan.
I'm ready also to open the dates, make those verbally. And then the biggest print users that we have through the county sits on your panel that you're going to make the decision with, right?
Correct.
And that I'm ready to do that. I'm ready to open those and put the name, stated name.
Okay, the first one that I received was from Copy Products. They actually submitted 4 separate packages, but when she delivered them, I made sure that she convinced me that each are identical. It was just the meeting of the request for 4 copies. The front page is signed as required, and it appears that they have a very comprehensive and detailed response. All of the pages are initialed as required, and so I will set that one aside as qualified to continue in the process and forward it to our panel.
Where's the company from?
Springfield, Copy Products. They are actually a current vendor of ours.
Okay.
They participated in the walkthrough and information gathering that we had a week before last, I believe they were here.
Go ahead.
The second one that I received is not marked on the outside, so we'll open it up and see who this one's from.
If that's from a biblical scribe, it's going to take a lot longer to copy.
Don't expect any calls from Letterman soon. This one is from Corporate Business Systems. That was also participatory in our on-site tour. They have signed correctly and also looks like they filled out the minimum requirements and initialed each page and submitted the requested number of copies. You like to see this?
No, I was just looking at what all's included. It didn't matter which one I looked at.
I'll keep going. The third response is from Office Concepts of Missouri. And it looks like they've signed their required page and documents and initialed everything and submitted the requested amount of copies. Last one is from a company in Kansas City, Kansas, called ARC, A-R-C. They were also here in person. And in fact, for the record, each one of these packages were hand-delivered by representatives of these vendors. This one was just this morning. The name of this company is actually Ridgeways LLC, doing business as ARC, A-R-C, out of Kansas City, Kansas. The owner was wanting me to mention in the record that they do have an operation in St. Louis, so they are a Missouri-based company as well. And it looks like they've signed everything correctly and initialed everything correctly, and so I would say that all four of these vendors' responses are qualified to continue in the process based on those minimums. And with your instruction, I will engage that panel in about 30 minutes or less and begin the process of reviewing these things. I would also like to say that if based on what we see and the information as we digest through it, that there is a possibility, and I'm going to let the panel consensus rule on this, that we may ask these vendors, as we did in previous complicated situations, to return for in-person presentations to the panel. We don't have a drop-dead deadline on this other than as soon as we can get something in place, we'll start saving the county's money. But we want to get it right. And so if we ask some of these vendors or if we see something in their responses that create additional questions for us and we ask them to come back for presentations, we'll have to ask all four of them if we ask one.
What I saw when I read through is I believe going to be very complicated, and there is a lot to compare between the companies because they've done what you've asked is an in-depth analysis of all the machines that we have throughout the county system and how that's going to best work for us with leased systems or whatever. But my reasoning for saying that is if, in fact, you don't have enough time to meet with the committee, because I know that you pulled together a large committee throughout our county community, and if you need more time, that's not going to hurt us for you to take more time.
Right.
In which case, we would just move it ahead from a week from Thursday. But currently, that's what we're shooting for, is to do it for next Thursday. Nick, are you listening to that as well? As well as just a moment ago when they did the animal control facility floor repair, we're moving that for further discussion to next Monday. We didn't give a time, whatever you and Ron work out. It won't take 5 minutes once we get there, but
right.
We wanted all three commissioners to be present. Ron? Bob, thank you very much.
That's all I have for now. More later.
Well, and also looking through what you sent out, that is just incredible.
If the panel themselves see some pricing or something that's out of range or something like that, because you made mention of calling everybody back in, if there is a designated low vendor that the panel all agrees on, can you come to us without having to go through all that calling them back in for a...
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that was the original goal, was to see, and as I met with each one of these folks who came by in person, I made it very clear to them that I was not going to allow myself to hear anything to do with their actual proposal. They were there to gather information. And I did ask them to make sure that their responses were detailed, complete, comprehensive enough for our panel to make a decision without requiring additional in-person presentations. But I'm leaving that door open at this point in time just in case we look through all these responses and there are certain questions that are unanswered, and it might just be easier, like we recognize in the insurance situations that we've dealt with in the past, that it was good for us to hear them. But again, if we have one back, we'll have to have all four. I'm not going to deliberately try to avoid that from happening, but only pursue that avenue if we feel it would be the best in the best interest of Taney County for us to do that.
Well, and you know, in reality, it might be that there are two bids very close, and the lowest bid may not be the best bid. The best bid may be whoever's going to replace the machine the quickest.
Right.
Whoever's going to service us in a better fashion. I mean, there's a lot of things that you all are going to have to look at.
Well, I have a worksheet that went out in the form of an addendum to all of the vendors and was posted on our website well before this. It was coincidental with the release of the RFP. And those are, and it has 10 points that we'll be following. And we'll grade those through a point system to determine if this particular vendor, 1 through 5, falls into that category, and then have an overall review. So that may in itself answer all the questions that we need and the needs that we're looking to solve, the issues that we're looking to solve. But I appreciate your assistance, and we'll get right to it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I could have waited just a second to talk about the animal control facility floor repairs.
At this point, item number one has been scheduled for the 28th in the afternoon.
Linda, can we have you come at 10, and then we'll meet with you from that point forward?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Certain because I visited with Frank Cotty this morning for number 5.
Yes.
Meet with us just a few minutes, so go ahead.
What, yeah?
On number five, I met with Frank this morning and visited with him, and he wants to talk to us for a few minutes before this.
Today or?
No.
On Monday.
On Monday.
What we're looking, we usually always schedule our legal update in the afternoon.
Yes.
We have a large chunk of time, so we're going to try and move them back, you know, to come earlier in the morning, like about 10.
They're going to have to be here anyway. Talk to Frank.
So will they both be here at 10?
Yes.
I think so. Yes.
Well, I'm in process of confirming that with Pat's office.
Okay.
Is that
whatever,
me?
Yeah, whatever works.
Okay.
On the other number four, I recommend setting a date with them on a Monday or a Thursday to have a discussion.
Is this on here just as a carryover, or did Jim, Danny, or I ask for it to be on?
Just as a carryover.
Are you wanting to bring this up to the forefront? Or?
Well, there was a time, the way I understood it from talking to a couple of them, it's time sensitive on one of the issues. And so I thought that we would arrange a meeting with them on...
Which issue? First or second?
The first one.
Oh, so it's... If time sensitivity has anything to do with it, they've known since the budget was approved in January that it's not in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at 2013?
I just want to make sure that they understand everything, that because of the confusion between their conversations and exactly what was put in the budget is two different things, and I want them to be present to know that we went over projects and this one wasn't in there, and so we'd have to reopen the budget to do so. And I can call one or two of them like that, but it's not like telling all of them.
Okay. So you're looking for a time to schedule this?
Yes. It needs to be on a Monday or a Thursday that we're...
It's difficult for you gentlemen to come to their Tuesday meetings because you have other things scheduled out.
Their meeting, Ron...
is the first and third Tuesday.
Always has a complication with our agenda or something, so... I'm just going to have her look for a date.
Okay.
Take
a look and then come back with us with some suggested dates if you want.
Okay. I'll have to contact that department and see.
Yeah. Well, yes, just wait. Call them, find out when we might have a Monday or a Thursday that there's an opportune session for, because it's going to be difficult for them to have all their members here, but this discussion, they need to understand that this was all set out at the budget time by the administrator and discussed, and it didn't make the list of projects. So,
but my confusion is I don't know how they don't understand that since it's not in the budget. I'm not being argumentative.
I know you are. I know you're not. I mean, I know that you're not being argumentative, but I understand. I want them to understand it. In our conversation that we had with them the other day, they seem to think that face-to-face conversation about these issues was the way they preferred it. There's been enough confusion about it, and that's what I want to do.
Okay.
This may not be able to take place for... I think there's a time frame that they have to...
I mean, there's
this
several...
Next year. I mean,
there's several of them to get their schedules and... You know, it's not like their regular meetings where they've arranged to have that time.
Right.
When is their next meeting?
This is 3rd.
Pardon?
3rd of July.
Which we have BOE that day.
Yes.
Is that right, Christy?
Correct.
Okay.
So it may be end to the month of August.
It may end up in the month of August.
That's the reason I just want to get the process moving forward.
And so they're in August, they're the third. So what you said, Tuesday or no, second?
First and third Tuesday.
Well, the first Tuesday is election day, isn't it?
Yes.
So
third would be the 21st. And if it has to take that long before we meet with them, I'm okay with that. That way we can plan ahead.
Right.
If not, then they want to meet with us on a given day or a day that's not a regular meeting, or even a Thursday, when we have more time.
That's where I was going with this here and next.
Okay, well, Nikki's going to look. What's number three, the PA's budget issue?
Frank Cotty met with Jeff Merrill.
Yes.
On this issue. He submitted a legal opinion to you gentlemen.
Just remind me what the issue is.
Salary increase.
Okay. When is that effective under Missouri law, have they said?
The 1st of July. And I believe that Jeff wanted to meet with you prior to the 1st of July.
Let's set him up for next Monday. Is that all right?
That'll be fine.
Let's hear what he has to say. What he's going to say is, here's what the law says. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we could say, we can draft a letter and inform the auditor at that time and provide him with a copy of Missouri law and just move forward. Or not, but that's what I mean.
And I believe that Frank also sent him his legal opinion that he sent you gentlemen.
Yes. Okay. And on number two, if I'm not mistaken, I have a meeting on that. Is it tomorrow? Or is it next Friday? It may be next
It's Friday. Next Friday because Chet is out of town with his son.
Okay, so it's on the
29th.
On the 29th. Let me put that in my hard copy. I'll meet with Joe and Chet on the 29th.
Right. They're out of town.
Chet is out of town.
Yeah, they're going to miss the...
This is already... Nikki's already got the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And what did we decide on number one?
It has been scheduled for the 28th in the afternoon at 2:30.
Okay.
The 28th is what day?
Thursday.
Week from today.
Yes.
It was very difficult to get everybody's schedules to where that they could meet. Do you gentlemen have anything that you would like?
I had asked Aime about scheduling for next Thursday, and I think she did put on at 10 or 10:30 for the broker of record for insurance to provide proposals that they have received regarding liability. However, I don't think we have anything else scheduled on that day, so if you can leave that back to maybe 9, I mean, if that's going to be, but that's the 28th also, isn't it?
Next Thursday is, yes.
And what we just do, we're doing, okay. So whatever the best time is to do that.
Okay.
Probably the sooner the better. I've never had that discussion before, this one. Because I don't know how long this one will take. The other one will probably not take very long.
And after your executive session today, let me know if there's anything for Monday so I can adjust our attorney time accordingly.
Okay.
And on that Monday schedule and the next Thursday schedule, because of some negotiating factors, I want you to post all under part of...
All four of them,
yes.
Yep. Do you have anything else?
Are you okay?
But, I'm trying to think of anything else. Did I make mention to you anything this morning, Nick? Did I make mention to you anything this morning that I wanted to put on there?
Mm-hmm. Other than the executive.
We will next Monday, because there may be more than one commissioner, go to the ribbon cutting at the park.
The KDOC opening.
At 6:30 Monday evening. Mm-hmm. At KDOC's new...
We should probably post
park
that.
Facility. I mean, I think it should be posted.
Because we'll probably all be there.
Yeah. I was hoping Jan would pick up on that. Maybe she will.
I think you can let her know, too.
I can send her an email.
Yeah. The park board is actually having their regular meeting after the ribbon cutting. They're moving it from Thursday to Monday because, as you said, Chad and some of the others aren't going to be there. So they're moving their regular park board meeting from a Thursday that week up to the Monday and having it at the park for the ribbon cutting.
Yes.
There's some other things I can't think of, but I'll have to talk to you about it. I know there was another issue that we needed to talk about.
We have time.
Just let me know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, if you would make a motion.
Yes. Motion to go into executive session for sections 610.021, sections 1, 2, 3, and 12.
Second, the motion has been made and second to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsection 1, 2, 3, and 12. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.